This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
And this is Drew Tignanelli of Money, Riches, and Wealth. And, you know, Chris, so Shay over
yes.
here.
Yes, sir.
Chris, I'm going to grab this little ball over to here, so you go ahead.
You do that. It's we're here another week, and Drew is setting himself up, just so he just...
Anita's going to give me a hard time if yeah. I don't have one of those little doohickeys, because I sound terrible on with it. I sound terrible with it on, you know, with it, without
not
it,
at,
you know. Whatever.
Not at all. Anita's your biggest fan.
And, you know, that really sounded good, too. What did that sound like when you put that little ball in there and all the noise and rattling? It was just something... It cut some of my mic off, you know. So that's why Anita's there. Cut some of my mic off. Anyway, Chris, tonight, you know, I do a lot of retirement seminars.
You do?
A lot of corporations,
yep.
a lot of governments
yep.
around the area
yep.
hire the financial consulate.
Right.
Because they like the fact that we're a fee-only financial advisor.
Right.
And they know that we're CPA, CFP. We've got the credentials, the knowledge,
experience.
The experience, the background. And so I do a lot of
retirement
seminars.
You've been in business a
seminar.
Long, long time.
I have been. And, and for being 35, that's really amazing,
is.
You know?
It really is.
And so anyway, you know, when I do retirement seminars, I take questions at the beginning.
Right.
What do you want me to answer before this seminar is over?
Sure.
And probably 25% of the time... And I'm talking about I do 5-10 a semester, so the first six
yeah.
months and the back last 6 months. So I'm doing about anywhere from 10 to 20 seminars a year. 25% of the time they say to me, I want
wow.
to talk about reverse mortgages. And so I'll bet you there's a lot of our listeners out there that want to hear about reverse mortgages. So what did
At
we
least
do?
25% would be my guess.
So what did we do? We got somebody on to talk about gold. No, we got somebody
that lead
on
up.
To talk about reverse mortgages.
Yeah, it's great. It really is.
Who did I get?
You got Bob Mikalkas with
Atlantic Home Equity. In Timonium.
Yep.
And they're on Deerco Road. And I know Andy Quintilian and Bob very well. And we sent clients to them here and there. We feel they do a great job, and they do some unique things. And we're going to talk about that later
as
but
to
it why
is. It's
we
a,
wanted to
it's
talk to
It's a question
them.
That has – it's a topic that has really changed in its well, I should
the
let me
dynamics.
Back up to say – The dynamics have changed, but not necessarily the perception of them have changed.
No, the perception's horrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's worth considering now.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to Bob. Bob,
sure.
are you there?
I'm here, Drew. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, and we appreciate you taking your time with us. You know, people say to me, Drew, how are you going to talk about reverse mortgages for an hour? I bet you I can do it.
We'll see if we can try.
Sure.
We'll do our best. So, Bob, let's just start with the simplistic 101. What the heck is a reverse mortgage?
Well, Drew, a reverse mortgage is a government-regulated and insured loan that allows borrowers age 62 and older to borrow equity, the equity against their home, and never be obligated to make a monthly mortgage payment. So basically, you're borrowing against the home's equity and deferring the interest until the last borrower passes away or you decide to sell the property.
So in essence, it's the reverse of a traditional mortgage where you pay the mortgage company. In this one, the mortgage company's paying you, and you don't have to make any payments to them.
Absolutely. That's exactly how it works, and that's why it's called a reverse mortgage.
So everybody thinks that sounds like getting your cake and eating it, too. Somebody's going to give me money, and
right.
I don't ever have to give them anything in return. That's what it sounds like, Bob.
Right. Absolutely. A lot of people say it sounds too good to be true, Drew. But the fact of the matter is, nothing's for free in this world. The bank is simply loaning you the equity in your home and deferring the interest until later. So, obviously, if you take out a reverse mortgage at the end of the term of the loan when you pass away or you sell the property, you will owe more on the loan than when you originally took it out.
So, it's like if you had a bank account with $100,000 in it earning 4% and you never take anything out of that bank account, you know, 15 years later, your $100,000 will be $200,000, right? So it's the opposite in this situation. Bank lends you $100,000 on your home, you never have to pay anything at, and you die 15 years later, and they're charging you 4%. You now owe $200,000 on that loan. You might not have any equity left in your house.
Possibly, most of the time, but with reverse mortgages, they only lend you, HUD sets the guidelines, and they only
sure.
lend you a certain percentage of the value of the home. So these loans are underwritten kind of like actuarial estimates, kind of like life insurance. So they do expect that in the vast majority of cases, there will be equity left in the house when the last borrower passes away at the end of the term of the reverse mortgage. How much equity will be left in the home kind of depends on how you use the funds, and there's several different payout options with the reverse mortgages.
So one of the big comments about not using a reverse mortgage is that they're costly. There's lots of fees in a reverse mortgage, and I only have about a half a minute to answer this question. So why don't you just give us a quickie on that, and we're going to come back talk more about fees once we come back after the 6:14 break.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, reverse mortgages in the past were quite expensive, but the government has made a lot of changes to the product over the last several years, and I'm actually able to do reverse mortgages often for no closing costs. So it kind of just depends on how much money you're paying off at settlement and how you're going to use those funds initially. But I would say reverse mortgages typically nowadays are no more expensive than a traditional mortgage.
Wow. Well, we'll get back and talk more about that after we take this first break. But we're talking about reverse mortgages. It's a hot topic, and it sounds too good to be true. We're hopefully by the end of the show, we'll know if it really is too good to be true.
Scrub it down.
Do you have a financial planner? Have you ever thought of hiring one? Or just need a second opinion? The Satisfaction Guaranteed Service of the Financial Physical is designed with you in mind. Many listeners, just like you, come to me, Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate, looking for a firm that is fee-only and can offer comprehensive financial planning. The Financial Consulate has not grown by selling insurance, annuities, and bank products. Instead, we pride ourselves on the wealth of knowledge we can provide to you and your family. Learn more about the Financial Consulate and the services that we can provide at DrewTig.com. That's DrewTig.com. Or call to schedule a no-obligation introductory meeting at 410-823-SAVE. That's 410-823-SAVE.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back, and we're here with Bob McElkis of Atlantic Home Equity, and we're talking about reverse mortgages, a very hot topic. Sounds like it's too good to be true, and hopefully by the end of this show, we'll have a good idea as to whether that's true or not. I think what it's going to prove to be is that it's a tool that some people might want to use.
Sure.
It's not a tool for everyone, you know, but that's what we're going to try to find out. So, Bob, we were talking about fees, and one of the experiences I had years ago when there were high fees, a client took out a reverse mortgage on a $400,000 home in California. He took out a $200,000 reverse mortgage. They charged him literally $20,000 in fees when he did that reverse mortgage. He was already down to just $180,000 left in his reverse mortgage that he could use for himself. That's the situation that was the past. Yes, no, maybe.
Yeah, in the past they were quite expensive. I think the product's a lot more competitive now. The government actually, HUD actually changed a lot of the guidelines. First of all, the fees associated with reverse mortgages are heavily regulated by the government. And now they've made some changes where a large percentage of those, of that upfront cost was due to the high FHA mortgage insurance premium when you went to settlement, which was 2% of the appraised value of the house. So if you had a $600,000 house right off the bat, you were paying $12,000 in upfront mortgage insurance, and then you had an origination fee to the lender, and then you had your title charges. So easily the fees on a $400,000 home could get up to $20,000. It's not that way anymore.
So how do they, how does FHA protect themselves?
Well, if you're using less than 60% of the available funds in the first year, the FHA only charges a 0.5% of the appraised value, which would make your upfront mortgage insurance premium, instead of in the past being $8,000, it would only be $2,000.
On the same $400,000 type of house.
On the same $400,000 house. Often, which is the case, most often the case, if there's a significant payoff, so the investor is paying us on the quote-unquote backside of the loan, we're able to waive the origination fee and then often credit the title charges. So
title charges are going to be typically a couple thousand bucks at the most on a $400,000 home.
Yeah, probably $2,500, $3,000 in title insurance, attorney's fees, and recording costs.
Okay, so total, that added up to about $6,000.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. That it would be today, but often we're able to credit all or some of those costs.
Now, that's not common. That's not common. That's one of the reasons I like you guys, is that I don't see many mortgage brokers doing reverse mortgages that are crediting anything for anything. That's just my opinion. I don't know if that's true, but that's the way I'm seeing it.
I'd like to think that's what sets us apart from the competition.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we wanted to talk to you tonight. You know, we talked to many reverse mortgage people. You're the first one we've ever saw that said, you know, hey, we're willing to discount those fees to you because you make money another way, too. How do you make money? You know, if you discount all those fees, so how does Bob and Andy make money?
Well, these heck-em mortgage-backed securities are pretty popular on the secondary market right now, and investors are paying a lot of money for them. So we get paid also on the initial draw amount. So we're often able to take a percentage of that money that the investor pays us and credit it towards the borrower's cost.
So let me explain that in an illustration for our listeners so they know what you said. I know what you said, but you know, said it in financial terms that I don't think everyone understood what you said. So somebody does a $400,000 home, does a $200,000 reverse mortgage. If they take $150,000 in the very beginning, that's actually an investment that can be sold to another investor who wants to invest in that reverse mortgage, and they will actually give you a stipend for bringing that investment to them. It's not just a stipend, it's a nice stipend, isn't it?
Correct. They're paying quite a few percentage points in a large fee in order to purchase that security.
That's because
your
interest rate on your reverse mortgage is going to be what?
It depends on the product, but typically it's about 3.5%.
But then, you know, okay, so 3.5%, and then so what's the investor going to get if they're paying you up front? So what are they netting, 3%, 2.75%?
No, they're going to get that interest, compounded interest over time. So they're going to get that guaranteed return, and it's guaranteed by the government. So they're going to get that guaranteed return compounded over time. Probably averages about 4.5% over the life of the loan, because most reverse mortgages that are done today are open-ended credit transactions like a home equity line of credit. So they are annual adjustable interest rates.
Okay. So the interest rate is going to adjust on the one we're talking about.
On the loan? It's going to adjust annually.
Annually. Correct. So, and it just depends. What's that based on?
LIBOR?
It is based on the London Interbank Offering Rate, the annual LIBOR. There's also a monthly LIBOR, and there's also a fixed rate. So there's plenty of different options to choose from.
So now the 3.5% that loan's starting at is not the only charge. There's also interest, mortgage interest charges, mortgage insurance interest charges in addition. Is that correct?
Correct. It's 1.25% annually, because all these loans are FHA insured loans. So there's also a 1.25% annual mortgage insurance premium. So the effective interest rate, what you'd have to add those two together, would be about 4.75%.
So that's what's compounding against however money you've taken out on your reverse mortgage.
Correct. But one of the unique features of the reverse mortgage are the different payout options, and there's several. It's a very flexible product, and this is why more and more financial guys are starting to like this.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in the second half of the show, but go ahead and give us a little bit on this.
Well, if you have a $400,000 house and you're 62 years old, and I wanted to just make a point here. The older you are, the higher the percentage of the value of the house the bank will lend you, because they assume you're not going to be around as long for the negative amortization to
accrue. Let's explain that real quick. So you're 62 or older, you can get a reverse mortgage, but when you leave the home, however you leave the home, and you're not in the home for more than 6 months, the house has to be sold. Is it 6 months or a year?
It's a year.
It's a year.
It's a year. It's 12 consecutive months of being out of the property.
So correct. Dad dies and mom's in the house, and they had a reverse mortgage, and then mom goes to an assisted living facility, and the children are holding on to the home. As soon as they have been out of that house for a year, that house has to be sold.
Right. They would want to start making arrangements as soon as the last borrower left the house with the servicing company to either list the house for sale, or if they wanted to keep it, they could always refinance it or pay it off in some other way.
So that's why an older person can get maybe a higher loan, because they know if they die and there's been, you know, that the house is going to be sold within a year.
Correct. And they want to make sure in all cases. You know, these are actuarial estimates based on life expectancy and what they believe the future home appreciation will be and what expected interest rates will be. And in most cases, the way these loans are underwritten, there should be equity in the house when the last borrower passes away.
Okay, so they can get money up front. Well, how else can they get money from these deals?
They can get money up front in what's called a cash payout. They can get a monthly tenure or term payment where they're getting payouts for life or a certain fixed period of time. If you do with the term payment,
like a pension.
Most unique feature, like a pension. And the most unique feature about the reverse mortgage that I really want to hone in on, especially considering you guys are financial experts, is the line of credit option. Because this line of credit is like a home equity line of credit, except there is a really unique feature, there is a growth rate associated with it that is tied to the interest rate that is guaranteed by the government.
And once you write a check on this home equity credit line reverse mortgage, you never have to make a payment on it.
You never have to make a payment on it. All the proceeds are tax-free. They don't affect your Medicare or your Social Security. And all the interest that accumulates on that line of credit is also not taxable.
Well, what you just said went over everybody's head, but didn't go over mine. I knew exactly what you were saying. But that's another story, and we don't have time for it right this second. We're going to come back. We'll talk more about these things in the second half of the show. See, Bob, we're already through a half of the show, and we haven't even gotten into the good stuff yet. So anyway, we're talking reverse mortgages. This is Drew Tignanelli, Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're going to a traffic break. Not a break, a pause.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
See, the song that brought us back in on the last break was so interesting that I didn't even comment about it.
You're saying a lot by what you're not saying.
There you go. So I don't think she has any reverse mortgage songs.
Anita works hard on that, Drew.
Got any reverse mortgage songs? How about that song? You know the song Reverse Me? No?
Reverse Mortgages. It's a great topic.
That's what we're talking about tonight.
It is.
And we're with Bob Michalkis of Atlantic Home Equity.
And he's with Andy Quintilian.
And he's with Andy Quintilian. And there are, when we do a reverse mortgage, that's who we're going to. And so, Bob, let's talk about real quick. I want to talk about who should do a reverse mortgage. And let me just give you two things that I like to look for a client. Number one, the client is intending to stay in that house a long, 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 long time. They are not looking
to...
If not the rest of their lives. They have no intention of really moving ever for the rest of their lives. They're staying put, and that's where they're going to live. And number two, they really don't care if there is a lot of equity left in the house. Those are two big criteria I like to hear from a client before I say, let's look at a reverse mortgage. What do you say?
I agree with you, but I would argue, Drew, obviously being
you
a reverse
want, we
mortgage
can argue.
Expert,
that, go ahead.
that everybody should, that's a homeowner 62 and older, should look into a reverse mortgage. And the earlier you
is that because
it,
you're a
earlier,
hammer and they're a nail, or is that the truth?
No, let me tell you why. I think I want to talk more about this line of credit with the growth feature, because that is something that
is interesting.
Financial guys like you are starting to really find interesting. And let me give you an example of how that compounded interest works, that growth feature on the line. If you had a $625,000 house and you took out and you had no mortgage balance and you took out a reverse mortgage today, you would pay about $12,300 in closing costs.
Now, wait a minute. How much was the house worth, Bob?
$625.
Okay, let's use that.
Which happens to be the FHA lending limit. So if you're 62 and you took out a reverse mortgage and put 100% of the proceeds into the line of credit, and you paid the $12,000.
So what you just said there... What you just said there is you're not taking any money up front. You're just going to have it in reserve for the line of credit. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
If you didn't, you might not need the money today, but it's a good source to have of available wealth if you happen to need it in the future.
And their line of credit's going to be what, $300,000 on a six?
It's going to start out about $340,000.
Okay.
And by the time you're 80, you would be able to draw over $1 million on that line of credit, and it's guaranteed. The growth
assuming
rate is guaranteed
you didn't,
by the government.
Assuming you didn't draw anything against it.
Assuming you didn't draw anything again.
So
I call it home value insurance.
So what you're doing is somebody's going to stay in the house, whether they've got. What if they had a $400,000 house? That still will work for them.
Oh, it'll work for them. You'll start out with a line of credit of about $210,000.
Okay, so let's do that, because $400,000 is probably a number that a lot of people can relate to. So how much would they pay in fees up front and for their $210,000 reverse mortgage line of credit that if they ever use, they'd never have to pay you a nickel back? So how much would they pay in fees?
They'd probably pay about $9,000 in fees up front.
Now, we said earlier that you would not charge any of those fees up front. But in this situation, you would have to, because you have nothing to sell in the secondary market. Is that right?
Correct. I would not be getting paid anything because there wouldn't be an initial balance to pay me on. Correct. So I would have to charge the borrower the fees, and therefore that's why it would be about $9,000 to $10,000 on a $400,000 house.
Whereas on the other hand, if they took a $100,000 line of credit, $100,000 line of credit,
paid off a mortgage of $135,000,
and $135,000 mortgage, it took a $70,000 or so line of credit, you might be able to discount some of those fees back to them.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. 100% we would be able to do that. And we would waive the origination fee, so that saves them $4,000 right there.
So if you take...
Actually, it saves them $6,000 right there.
So if you take the full line of credit and you pay the fees up front, which is about $9,000 or $10,000, and you've got this $200,000 line of credit, that's going to grow at what interest rate every year if you're not using it?
It is going to grow at whatever the interest rate is plus the mortgage insurance premium. That's what equals the credit line growth rate. So in this case, if the interest rate started out at 3.5%, the line of credit would be growing at 4.75% annually.
Well, that's because the mortgage insurance premium was 1.25% plus the 3.5 brings you up to the 4.75, right?
1.25, exactly. Now this is the unique feature of the loan that makes it so unique, and it does sound too good to be true, but I want to make sure I point it out, because I call this the reason to tap into the line at some point in the future could be a need, medical expenses, what have you, but it could also be. We could have to be in a down market, negative sequence of returns in the market, and you don't want to tap into your IRAs when the market's down. So you might be able to go to the line of credit during that period and withdraw money from the line and wait till the market recovers.
That is
for your retirement account.
That's a hot topic amongst people who are in positions like mine financial advisors where they're suggesting that exact scenario. So obviously you're doing your reading, Bob, because, you know, this is a big topic where they say you go into a bear market, use your reverse mortgage, you know, to keep you from liquidating during that down market. Good point. Very good point.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the other thing that I wanted to point out, though, this is the part that sounds too good to be true, but it is true. If you started out with a $200,000 line of credit, and let's just say you didn't need it, but you had it there in case you needed it as a safety net. Let's say the line of credit grows to $650,000 over the next 15 years. And then all of a sudden we go through a major real estate correction and your house is now worth $500,000. So you actually have more money available on the line than the value of the home. You could take that line, draw 100% of it out, still get full use of the asset, live in the house with no payments, and you've actually now got an extra $150,000. You have more money in the line than you have equity in the home.
So
and there's no recourse.
So, Bob, we're running into the end of our third segment, and we haven't told anybody how to get in touch with Atlantic Home Equity. So why don't you tell them how to get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me at 410-375-2990. That's my cell phone. Or they could always reach out to me via email at Bob, B-O-B, at mtglender.net. Bob at mtglender.net.
And your website is AtlanticHomeEquity.com?
AtlanticHomeEquity.com.
So give you always, when you're on the radio, Bob, you always give your phone number twice when you say it. You got to say it slow and you say it twice.
That's 410-375-2990.
No, so you say it twice.
410-375-2990. Happy to take a call anytime.
All right, we're going to come back after this and we're going to talk more about reverse mortgage. Still plenty to talk about.
We could do two shows.
We could do three. Anyway, we got to go to traffic for Anita Gives Me Hard Time. Don't forget that Reverse Me song when you come back, Anita. All right, take it away, traffic.
Do you have a financial planner? Have you ever thought of hiring one? Or just need a second opinion? The satisfaction guaranteed service of the financial physical is designed with you in mind. Many listeners, just like you, come to me, Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate, looking for a firm that is fee-only and can offer comprehensive financial planning. The Financial Consulate has not grown by selling insurance, annuities, and bank products. Instead, we pride ourselves on the wealth of knowledge we can provide to you and your family. Learn more about the Financial Consulate and the services that we can provide at DrewTigg.com. That's DrewTigg.com. Or call to schedule a no-obligation introductory meeting at 410-823-SAVE. That's 410-823-SAVE.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're here with Bob Mikalkas from Atlantic Home Equity. And
we've been talking reverse mortgages and whether you felt we could do it or not. We've got plenty more to talk about, but we only have about 10 minutes to go.
That's right. And what we wanted to do is just, again, let Bob tell everyone how to get in touch with Atlantic Home Equity if they want to talk to you about reverse mortgages. Bob,
they
are you still
me
there?
They can call me, Drew, at 410-375-2990. That's 410-375-2990. Happy to take their call.
He's a quick learner, isn't he? I like that. I like that. And Bob, I appreciate what your time that you've spent with us tonight, and we still have plenty to talk about here with reverse mortgages. So, you know, we've been talking about this home equity credit line that grows. So, you know, you literally, if you don't use it at the end of the year, whatever is outstanding that you can borrow on is actually growing. And there are a lot of financial advisors, big names in the industry, guys that are very well respected for their financial acumen. And they're recommending that people consider this idea of taking out this home equity credit line, reverse home equity credit line, to be a an alternative
in down markets
and also You know, Bob mentioned it a little while ago. Okay, Bob, so we're going to go back to something that flew over everyone's head but didn't fly over mine. And that is when somebody needs a little extra money and all they have is money in an IRA and their total income's about $40,000 and all of a sudden they want to buy a car. And so they go to that IRA and they take $20,000 out of their IRA. Chris, what happens to them?
They pay tax on it.
But what happens also? They don't even pay tax on just $20,000 if they take it out of the IRA. What else happens?
Well, then more Social Security is taxable. And
yeah, so they could actually end up paying taxes on $30,000, or they only took out $20,000.
Sure.
But they could actually pay taxes on $30,000 or even $34,000
right,
because they took the money out of an IRA. Bob, though, here is giving them a home equity credit line. It's a reverse home equity credit line. They want to buy a car. And, Bob, what happens?
Well, they're going to draw down the credit line, purchase that car, absolutely no tax ramifications because it's not taxable, and they will not be obligated to be saddled with the car payment either.
And right, just rolled in under the umbrella of the reverse mortgage.
Yeah. Now, on the other hand, let's go to another one. Single person making $70,000 a year, they want to buy a car, all right?
Yeah.
And they're going to buy a $35,000 vehicle. And they want to take it out of their IRA, pay for that car, all right? And so their income's going to jump up to $105,000. Chris, what just happened?
Not only are they paying the maximum of 85% tax on Social Security, they've now affected their Medicare.
Medicare premium just went from $105 that the average person pays, but now because that single person's income went over $85,000, now all of a sudden they're going to pay for a solid year, they're going to pay something like $170 a month to Medicare for their Medicare Part B for that year because their income exceeded
$85,000.
Yeah, $85,000. You know, and Bob, what happens if they do it out of your reverse mortgage?
same situation as before. They're going to borrow off that line of credit, and it's not going to be a taxable event.
Yeah, and so now here's an interesting part. Okay, so we talked about it a little bit earlier, which is, all right, so people are 62 and they buy and they do a reverse mortgage, and then all of a sudden they die, and there's a certain time frame the bank wants that house liquidated and pay the reverse mortgage balance off at that time, right?
Right. If the bank gives you 6 months, or excuse me, the FHA rule is 6 months, and it's typical that the banks will give two additional 3 month extensions, Drew.
Okay. So now here's
an 12 months.
So here's an interesting thing that used to happen, and I don't believe it happens anymore, and you can correct me on this if I'm wrong, but it used to be that one spouse was 63, the other spouse was 60, they wanted money, they needed money, and they said, well, we can't get money because you're only 60. And so either you have to lie about your age, or we'll just do the mortgage in my name. We'll do the mortgage in the 63-year-old's name only so that we can get the reverse mortgage. Now, what was the problem with that, and did they correct this issue in the current days?
Oh, absolutely they corrected it. And what it was is it was a lawsuit by AARP against HUD, and AARP won. So now they completely put in new non-borrowing spouse guidelines. So in the past, if you had a younger spouse and people were desperate to get a reverse mortgage, the younger spouse had to sign off their rights to the title of the property. And then they could have been in trouble of losing the property later on when the older spouse passed away. That's no longer the case. Now the younger spouse would still have to come off title to the property, but as long as they meet the obligations, pay the taxes and insurance, and still live in the property as their primary residence, HUD will no longer foreclose on the younger spouse.
So how much younger? So what if I'm 65 years old and I'm married to somebody 45? Can I still do that, or are there guidelines?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
You can do the reverse mortgage, but they're going to base the loan amount on the age of the 45-year-old spouse.
Even though they're not on the loan?
Even though they're not on the loan. They do have protections in place, but they will only loan that couple a percentage of the value of the home based on the 45-year-old spouse. So maybe it would only be 45% of the value.
It's a compromise. It's a good compromise.
Yeah, I think it's a good compromise. So there's another thing. When you do a reverse mortgage, you're going to send them to school, aren't you?
Absolutely. Everybody that does a reverse mortgage, it's mandated by HUD that you go through HUD-approved counseling. So that's a 45-minute in-person or over-the-phone counseling session by an independent third party that's approved by HUD, and that's to make sure that the borrowers completely understand what they're doing from beginning to end.
Right. So we need to try to summarize everything that we've gone over so far. It's still where it works out to the detriment of the family is if you take out a reverse mortgage and you pass away, the owners pass away within a few years. You've got a lot of equity unused, goes to the owners of the house. Now, reverse mortgage folks.
Right.
So it really works out to your benefit if you, you know, live in the house a long time. Whereas long, well, again, you've gotten your benefit out of it. But reverse mortgage is not for everybody.
No, reverse mortgage isn't not for everyone, and you know, you just have to think about it, and it can be easily overused too.
Sure.
So you know it's great to have that money there, but you can also get, you know, say, wow, I've got all this money here, I might as well use it, and it may not be the best decision, but it makes it seem like it's an easy decision.
Yeah, for people who have gotten in trouble with it before, using things, it's not necessarily the best decision. But if you need extra money to supplement your living, it's a great opportunity.
We had a situation just recently, Bob, and actually we're working with you guys on this, where a person is retiring. They still have a mortgage on their house. It's that mortgage on their house that prevents their cash flow from working. And they're single. They don't have any children. Excuse me. I almost died there. And okay. You didn't even
and you, you resuscitated yourself. And the person isn't concerned about leaving equity to somebody else.
No, and they're going to stay in the house.
So now it looks... It's,
and we do the reverse mortgage.
Right.
We do the reverse mortgage. Get rid of that first mortgage she's making a mortgage payment. Also, her cash flow works because she never has to make another payment again.
Right.
It's perfect, Bob.
In that
particular
case.
That's the perfect candidate for a reverse mortgage. And I always like to say the reverse mortgage, if used properly, it's just another tool in your financial retirement plan. It's a tool in the plan. And yes, in the past it had been abused. But if you use it properly, it can really help extend your retirement.
All right.
Also, another thing I wanted to point out.
Hold on, Bob.
The difference between.
Bob, we're almost out of time. I need you to tell everybody what your phone number is. I'd love you to give the last point, but I want you to give your phone number two more times, quickly.
All right, Drew. It's 410-375-2990. That's 410-375-2990.
I wish we could have finished with that. Like Chris said, we could do two shows on this. You didn't think I could do one, did you, Bob? Anyway.
No, we're going to have to do it again, Drew.
This is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.